I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So the Goran Dragic era of the Toronto Raptors is finally over. It's mercifully coming to an end after a bit of a tumultuous time with the Toronto Raptors. Goran Dragic has been traded to the San Antonio Spurs. In return, the biggest piece coming in return is Thad Young, 33 years old, turning 34 this year, is the UFA after this season. Joining me to talk about it is Louis Zatzman of Raptors Republic. Man, I guess first off, thanks for joining me and your initial thoughts on the trade. Are you satisfied with getting Thad Young on the Toronto Raptors, another power forward slash center type?
Yeah, I mean, I remember way back in the day, it was a debate whether Toronto wanted Thad Young or Kenneth Faried. That's how long Toronto's been trying to acquire him. Obviously, they didn't get either back then. Finally, we're getting Thad. I'm big on him. I think he's actually had sort of a late career reinvention. He offers a lot to Toronto, even though he plays the same position as basically every player in Toronto, except for Fred and Gary. He still offers sort of a slightly unique skill set. And so he should play, you know, not, let's say 15 minutes a game off the bench, nothing wild, but time. He'll give them good minutes. He'll score a couple points a game, which makes him immediately like the seventh best scorer on the Raptors just by putting anything on the board. So I'm really happy with the trade.
Yeah, I look at that and, you know, this season may not be indicative of what his production is going to be because he's kind of fallen out of the rotation with the Spurs for understandable reasons. I mean, they're going with their youth movement. But last season, granted, he was a year younger, but with the Chicago Bulls, you know, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. I had him on fantasy for a little while because he was actually doing great numbers with the Bulls for a period of time. And now this season, obviously a different case, but I look at him and, you know, he's a ball mover, not a ball stopper. He's really smart on the floor. He's not going to hurt you. And the chemistry, you know, with the vibes that he brings, he really does fit with the Raptors. He's always smiling. I love the guy. It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. The assists is what, when you mention those 4 assists, like that's actually crazy. For a power forward who doesn't get the ball very often. And so the piece, as soon as we're done the pod, I'm going to write a really big piece about him. And I'll spoil the lead right now. I actually was pitching a piece last year. I never got written, but to a couple places I was pitching the Thad Young is the best short roll passer in the NBA piece. And I still believe that was true for the 2020-2021 season. He just... makes immediate decisions, swings the ball all over the floor. He just is such a good passer on the move in tiny, tight windows. Him on the short roll is basically equivalent to what Pascal Siakam has been.
Yeah.
Right. Like he is that level of a passer. And still, even though it's a really down year in San Antonio, he's still averaging what, like 2 assists a game or something, 2.3. I mean, that is not a trivial number. That's solid for a starting power forward, let alone one who's playing 14 minutes off the bench. And so that passing will be really big, especially because Toronto gets out in transition a ton, especially when they're playing that bench lineup. They rely on transition, and his passing will be even more important. Great defender. You mentioned always smiling. He'll fit in. So I think he'll fit the vibe, the style that Toronto wants, and he'll add that extra punch to sort of sharpen the edges as well.
And you can't dismiss, you know, how much he's going to help a player like Scotty Barnes, right? Because Scotty's already, you know, light years ahead where he should be for a rookie. But having, you know, a Thad Young to pick his brain and to watch him operate, like when I see that out there around the perimeter, it kind of reminds me of Marcus Gasol in some ways, the way that, you know, it's like quick action basketball. We're like, all right, so there's nothing going on here. Let's move this side. He's going to set a screen. He's going to operate in the pick and roll. He's going to find the short roll. He's going to find the cutter. he's constantly moving. And it kind of fits with what the Raptors want to do. Like the pace of their offense has improved over the course of the season, but it could still use a lot of improvement there. It's still a little bit slower than probably I would like. And a Thad Young, especially coming off the bench, like there's so much fluctuation with what the production that they're going to get from there. And I think it's going to help a person like, you know, OG Anunoby. It's going to help Fred VanVleet. It's going to help Pascal Siakam, because you have another creator out there and they need that off the bench. Maybe, you know, people are thinking that it would have been nice to have a playmaker, you know, a guard or something like that, but Thad Young is a playmaker in his own right, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's important to note the day is not yet done. Toronto has what, four centers and five power forwards on the roster right now, something like that. So
that's the plan, though.
that's by design.
Yeah.
I would expect probably another deal to happen at some point today for Toronto. So, I mean, we're both really high. So I'll play devil's advocate a tiny bit just because somebody has to. Obviously, he's old, right? He's in his mid-30s. He doesn't fit Toronto's youth timeline built around OG Anunoby and Scotty Barnes' ages, Gary Trent as well. He is not a wonderful shooter, although he has had plenty of seasons shooting 35% from deep. So it's not like he can't shoot from deep. He may be, you know, one of Toronto's better shooters from deep during some lineups. And on top of that, they traded a first round pick. Although I do really want to emphasize, although the optics are first round pick, they are receiving Detroit's second round pick in exchange. So really, they're just moving from what could be, you know, the 20th pick to like the 31st.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
32nd pick this year. Not a huge loss. So, you know, it's not like it's just positives. And even as I say these negatives, I don't really believe them myself, but still things to keep in mind.
There's some protections on the pick that the Spurs are getting, which I guess we should keep in mind. Overall, you look at the trade, if we go even further back, the Kyle Lowry trade, you know, it's Precious Achiuwa, and you got Goran Dragic, who is now turning into Thad Young. Drew Eubanks is another person who's involved in this trade. We should mention him. He's going to be on the salary for a few seasons if they decide to keep him. He can go out there and play some minutes for you if need be. I don't know if he's going to, you know, overtake anyone on the roster currently for minutes, but he's going to do his job. And I don't really have too much to say about Drew Eubanks. He's a hustle guy. You know, he'll go out there. He's going to try really hard. I don't have a lot of confidence in his ability to make a lot of layups. That's all I'm saying. So if you want to talk devil's advocate, there's something for you.
Yeah. I mean, he's the fourth center in the rotation. How much is that guy going to play? His greatest skill in San Antonio is looking like Jakob Poeltl. So who knows, now that he doesn't have that advantage. I workshopped that joke before you started recording. I got a semi chuckle, and I like how you upped it to like a quasi chuckle on air. That's that real, like, you got that on air chemistry here. I like
it. I'll help you, man. So you touched on this a little bit, but how does the rotation change now that Thad Young is in the rotation?
Yeah. So I think Thad Young, I mean, it's hard to say when. If I had to guess, I would actually think he checks in pretty early, probably middle of the first quarter, but that's too specific. Obviously, I think
you can go ahead. You can roll with that.
So I think they like keeping Fred and Pascal sort of floating the bench unit at the end of the first quarter. And I think Thad will help, you know, bring up the punch of that unit. And then as they sit to start the second and they bring in that sort of like all giant, you know, unit to sort of run the bench with maybe Gary Trent in the second quarter, Thad will sort of bring up the floor of that. So both ceiling and floor raising at different times. I think he probably will only see spot minutes. He might not even play every game, for example. I don't think he's ever going to close. And the fact of the matter is, as far as bench players go, Chris Boucher has been so unbelievable for Toronto recently that it's not a certainty that he'll displace Boucher as the, you know, as the first big off the bench. But he does offer different skills with which we've mentioned. So I think he'll slot in, especially in those really giant lineups next to Boucher, next to Siakam, maybe Anunoby and Barnes. That's a fivesome I'll be just fascinated to see, for example. He might be the best shooter in that fivesome, which would be hilarious. Well, Anunoby, obviously. And if they don't get stops, it'll be hard. But man, if they're getting stops running in transition, that'll be deadly. That'll be ridiculous. So I'm really excited to see where he fits in. Probably only a small handful of lineups, but he should add lots to those small handfuls.
And it'll be interesting to see how he does respond to being a Raptor and being in their system, because as we've seen with Nick Nurse, he wants to win games and he will throw out the guys that will help him win games. And if that young is playing well, I know we're talking, you know, 14 minutes or something like that, but if he's playing well, Nick Nurse isn't going to hesitate to say, okay, well, I'm going to keep him on a little bit longer. Maybe Precious, maybe Kem, maybe you don't play as much, right? It's going to come down to those small little figures, because that is still a valuable player and he can really help this roster. You talk about, you know, where is he going to fit in the rotation? Like, I think, you know, Pascal, like he's pretty much playing point guard now. Scotty Barnes, same as well, right? So they're kind of, you know, rotating those roles, and a pick and roll with Thad Young, that could be very profitable for the Toronto Raptors if they have, like you said, some shooting on around the corners. And again, that's going to help you kind of balance out some of those bench minutes. It's going to help Fred VanVleet get some rest overall. And I guess the whole team's going to get some rest. I mean, yesterday, Pascal played 39 minutes. He led the team. And we're just like, oh, wow, Pascal only played 39 minutes. Maybe, maybe a person like Thad Young can help him get down to a bit more of a reasonable minutes per game total. Yeah. Any other thoughts, Lewis?
Yeah, I think it's important to note, to reemphasize, I do think the shoe has to drop at some point. Maybe Precious, Boucher, Malachi Flynn, like these are names I'm really paying attention to that might be moved again, because it seems like a square peg in a round hole at the moment. And that's not to say I don't love the fit, because I do. I'm really happy with it. I'm just curious where Toronto goes from here.
Sure. And we should keep in mind, too, that they'll have his bird rights now. And I don't think that is expecting to make $14 million a year on his next contract. Yeah. You could probably maybe want to bring him back because he's such a good fit and his leadership qualities have been shown over the course of his past couple of seasons with the Bulls and San Antonio. He's a locker room guy, and the Raptors love locker room guys. So, and they could definitely use a veteran presence because they're very young at the moment. So I would not be surprised if they decide to keep him around if things go really well. Lewis, thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.